This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
825-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by a very interesting company. They're Boston-based. It's a company called Mechanic Advisor, and we're going to be joined by the CEO of that company. He's standing by right now as we speak. A little later on in this hour, he is the CEO of the OldCarGuys.com, the Old Car Guys Media. Don Jones, kind of our in-house historian here, is going to do a little history lesson for us all on the Edsel. Go back a little bit in time to talk about the infamous Edsel. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. As I noted in a previous hour of the broadcast, this show has been on the air for more than 20 years in this very same time slot, and it's my honor to be with you each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, as well as all the folks joining us online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. I spent 99% of my life in Greater Boston. In the last year, I moved down to Orlando, Florida for some radio business. I probably will be moving back to Boston in the next couple of years or so, but I was in Boston last week, and we have a Boston-based gentleman joining us right now. He is the CEO of a Boston-based company called Mechanic Advisor, and the gentleman's name is Parker Swift. Parker, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me, and it's pretty chilly up here this time of year, so I would like Orlando over Boston at this point.
Yeah, I noticed when I was up last week, I mean, I really got lucky. It wasn't that cold. It was in the middle 30s, low 40s, but you notice it after being down here even for a short time, like myself for a little, almost a year or so. Definitely this is paradise this time of the year. The summertime down here, however, can be a little bit extreme. So,
I bet.
But it's certainly a great place, as is my hometown of Boston. How about yourself? Are you a Boston native, or are you from another part of the country?
I am from Massachusetts. I'm a native of Nantucket Island.
Great.
I've looked at as Boston as the big brother.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about this company that you started. How many years ago did you start the Mechanic Advisor?
Yeah, so a little over 8 years ago. We started in 2006. Friend and I had actually graduated college and moved to Boston, and had tried to get our cars repaired in the Boston area, and we're just having trouble finding the right mechanic. And, you know, we saw the Internet as a really cool space, so we started MechanicAdvisor.com, which is a U.S. Online resource for any mechanic in the United States. So we have over 500,000 mechanics now within the website, and over the last 8 years have helped over 16 million people find
a
mechanic.
That is so cool. So what do folks do? They just log on and they're able to look up a potential mechanic that they're potentially going to be doing business with. How does it work, and does it cost anything?
Yeah, exactly. So you can just go to mechanicadvisor.com. It's completely free. You just plug in what type of car you own and what type of service that you have, and we populate all the repair shops that are in your area. Now, if you're traveling, you can certainly select a location, too. Like if you're going down to Orlando and you need to find a mechanic down in that area, you can pop in a zip code or the city, and we'll give you all the mechanics in that area. And it's completely free to use. One thing that, you know, we've done a lot to do is make sure that we have the right mechanic for what you're looking for. So if you're looking for an engine repair, we try and only give you the guys that really specialize in engines for your specific car. Or if you just want an oil change, we give you all the shops that do oil changes.
That's great. What a wonderful service. And this being smack dab in the middle of the holidays here, lots of folks are going to be hitting the highways and byways and visiting family and friends and perhaps being in unfamiliar territory. It always in the past has been a real hassle if you're in an unfamiliar place and something goes south with your vehicle and you need that type of repair on the road. But having a resource like this, Parker, is just brilliant.
No, thank you very much, and that's exactly why we created it. I had moved to Boston and just didn't have the network or the family mechanic in the area, and felt like, you know, there were other people that were having the same difficulty finding a mechanic.
That's great. Let's talk about what you've got coming up around the bend. I understand you've got some exciting news to tell all our listeners, including the fact that you're going to be launching a smartphone app. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we've helped a lot of people, and we also get great feedback from the people that use our site, and kind of a natural next step for us is we hear from our consumers that they would like a resource to know when they need to get their car repaired. So that includes, you know, what does the check engine light, or what is the, you know, what are the regular service maintenances that they should provide to their car. And then talking to the mechanics, who we work closely with as well, we hear from mechanics that oftentimes consumers ignore their repair needs. So they either just ignore the check engine light, or they forget that they need an oil change. And because of this, they can cause serious harm to their vehicle. So we created a device that plugs into the car and gets data from the vehicle to a smartphone app. And then we've pulled in the manufacturer's information on maintenance data to tell you when and where you should get your car repaired and then what potential issues could exist within your vehicle.
So that's wonderful. So you're actually, you've got a device, an OBD, no doubt, two device that can measure your car's health and then communicate with your smartphone and the app and bring all this information together. It's always scary when that check engine light goes on in your vehicle. Sometimes it can be something very minor, like you have a loose gas cap. The vehicles these days are that sensitive, and other times it can be something much more serious. So this is a great idea that you have.
No, thank you very much. And, you know, to that point, it may be your check engine light originally comes on with a gas cap, you know, it's a minor issue, and you ignore it, and you drive around, and you don't have any problems. However, you still have your check engine light on, and another issue occurs, there isn't a second check engine light, right? So you can have multiple issues associated with that light, and we're just going to give you more information on what exactly does that light mean, what things are related to it, and then how can you get it fixed. Do you fix it yourself, or is there a mechanic in the area that specializes in the issue that you're having?
There's no doubt, Parker, that today's vehicles, 2014, 2015 vehicles, are very complex and have a lot of computing power. I know that the analogy has been used many times before, but the truth of the matter is, I mean, even today's smartphones have more computing power than what landed on the moon back in 1969. So you can only imagine what kind of computing power your vehicle has, and when you have all that electronics and different parts of the vehicle talking to each other and sometimes adjusting as you're driving along down the highway, lots can go wrong, lots can go right, but also lots can go wrong.
Exactly, and we just want to make it easier for you know, drivers to maintain their car, so you know, save a little bit of money so that you don't go to the mechanic and have him say, wow, like if you came in 2 months ago, this would have been $50, but because it was ignored, it's, you know, $3,000. And then also to, you know, as a safety issue, to alert drivers immediately when there's something significant that's going wrong in the car.
So true. Parker, stay with us. We'll put it in neutral. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out when this device is going to be available. And to take any calls or emails, 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Unlike a lot of radio programs you hear on the weekends, we are not pre-taped during the week. We are live all across North America. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out a Corvette trivia question. I'm going to make it a really easy one because I'd love to hear from all you folks listening on the News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa, or anybody listening in the greater Detroit area on CKLW AM 800, the information station. What generation of Corvette are we up to right now? That's the way Corvettes are referred to. For example, I have a C5 Corvette, a fifth generation Corvette. What is the current generation of the Corvette introduced for model year 2014, bringing back the Stingray name? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Parker Swift is with us, CEO of the Boston-based company called Mechanic Advisor, and Parker grew up in Nantucket, Massachusetts. I grew up west of Boston in Needham, Massachusetts, and he and a friend from college launched a wonderful website. I just checked it out for the first time, Parker, mechanicadvisor.com. Very cool website, and he's been telling us about the smartphone app and this OB2 device that you can plug it in. All you do is plug it into your vehicle. You connect through Bluetooth, and you start monitoring your vehicle. Parker, when will this become available? I understand it's available for pre-order right now, but when are you targeting to get this out there?
Yeah, so early 2015, we have a bunch of devices that people are using now and getting a lot of great feedback, so we're just making our final tweak, have our order in for our large manufacturing order in, and likely mid-February to late February, we'll have all the orders that we have taken today will be shipped. And just to note, we are giving anyone that pre-orders or is an early adopter of the product a 40% discount on the device through our website.
Great. I love your tagline, drive more, worry less, and that's something definitely we all can relate to. And you've got a video up there that you can check out at mechanicadvisor.com. You got some great graphics here, taking a look at the smartphone with the Mechanic Advisor app built into it. I like what you've done here. Why don't you kind of verbally walk us around the interface on the smartphone that one would see if they have the mobile app installed?
Yeah, sure. So we wanted to make it very simple. Easy to understand, so we use a lot of colors as indicators. So if it's green, it's good. If it's red, it's not good. And that just helps the driver understand, is my car healthy or is there a critical issue that I need to address immediately? We do also have orange, which is, there's an issue, but you don't need to address it necessarily at the moment. We also break it up into data coming directly from the OBD port and then our scheduled maintenance data. So, again, we get OEM data from the manufacturers to tell you when you should have an oil change, when you should have your tire service, when your brakes should be checked, and we'll give you indicators to tell you, hey, you have 100 miles before your next oil change, or actually, you're overdue on your oil change. You need to go get an oil change.
That's great. Real-time diagnostic check. Get alerts and explanations for over 20,000 vehicle codes, ranging from everything from low tire pressure to severe engine issues. Also, you can find a mechanic with this app and also ask a mechanic with this app. And as Parker has been telling us, you can also manage your maintenance. In today's busy lifestyle, it's quite difficult sometimes to be managing so many things in one's life, and this certainly is going to help on the automotive side of the offense. Is the OBD connector compatible with any particular year of vehicle? Does it start with one particular year? And, of course, is it spread across the boards, trucks and SUVs and anything with an OBD two port, or what kind of
anything? Any car manufactured since 1996 works any gasoline car. So some electric cars, but most diesel cars don't work with our device currently. But we are working to expand, you know, the vehicles we have. But and any car since 1996 that's manufactured in the United States that uses gasoline will work.
Excellent. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Got a Corvette trivia question out there. We got two people hanging on the line, and we're going to get those folks' names, and then we'll go to that. But I noticed you've got something on here, and not being the computer savvy guy like yourself, Parker, what exactly is a widget? You've got something here. Get the Mechanic Advisor widget. What is a widget?
Yeah, so we actually have 500,000 mechanics in the website. We also have a lot of mechanics that are advertising through our website, and what they'll do is on their website they'll put a little badge that will say, hey, find us on Mechanic Advisor, similar to like a Yelp or an Angie's List. It's just a reference to show that this mechanic is on mechanicadvisor.com, so they can grab their little widget, which is just a piece of code that you can post into your website, and it will show the Mechanic Advisor logo.
That's great. We, of course, encourage any questions as well. If you have a question for Parker, now's the time, 855-660-4261. And if the first caller here gets the Corvette question right, I have another Corvette question up my sleeve, so everybody don't hang up. Let's go to Evan, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Evan, thank you very much for calling into the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent. So what generation of the Corvette are we up to here in 2014, 2015?
I have no idea because I'm a Ford guy, but I'm going to say seventh generation.
You are 100% correct. Seventh generation it is. And being a Ford guy, what do you think of the news that they're going to be coming out with a Shelby GT350 Mustang, the most powerful, normally aspirated Mustang to date, more than 500 horsepower, come about mid-2015. That sounds pretty cool.
I like it, and I like what Ford's done with the kind of the retro body style, the front end of their Mustang.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hang on and give Matt all your information, name, address, and also year, make, and model of your car, and we'll get you something cool out there. Let's go to Skip joining us in Massachusetts. Skip, whereabouts in Massachusetts are you dialing in from?
I'm dialing in from Newton, Massachusetts.
Well, how do you like that? Right next to Needham, where I grew up, I have aunts in Newton, Massachusetts.
So there you go. Great.
Thank you very much for calling in. So you have a question for Parker, or you want another Corvette question?
No, actually, I didn't know the Corvette one, so I have a quick question for Parker.
Sure.
Is the app available for Android phones and iOS?
It is, yep.
Okay, great. And also, I've got a 97 Saturn. I'm sorry, 2007 Saturn. It's not that old. And the check engine light has been on forever, and I've been kind of ignoring it. What do you think it most likely is? And is that
right,
a bad idea?
Hold that thought, Skip, and Parker, stay right where you are. We'll address it on the other side of this break. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Unlike a lot of radio programs you hear on the weekends, we are not pre-taped during the week. We are live all across North America. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's throw out a Corvette trivia question. I'm going to make it a really easy one because I'd love to hear from all you folks listening on the News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa or anybody listening in the greater Detroit area on CKLW AM 800, the information station. What generation of Corvette are we up to right now? That's the way Corvettes are referred to. For example, I have a C5 Corvette, a fifth generation Corvette. What is the current generation of the Corvette introduced for model year 2014, bringing back the Stingray name? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Parker Swift is with us, CEO of the Boston-based company called Mechanic Advisor, and Parker grew up in Nantucket, Massachusetts. I grew up west of Boston in Needham, Massachusetts, and he and friend from college, launched a wonderful website. I just checked it out for the first time, Parker, mechanicadvisor.com. Very cool website, and he's been telling us about the smartphone app and this OB2 device that you can plug it in. All you do is plug it into your vehicle, you connect through Bluetooth, and you start monitoring your vehicle. Parker, when will this become available? I understand it's available for pre-order right now, but when are you targeting to get this out there?
Yeah, so early 2015. We have a bunch of devices that people are using now and getting a lot of great feedback, so we're just making our final tweaks and have our order in for our large manufacturing order in, and likely mid-February to late February, we'll have all the orders that we have taken today will be shipped. And just to note, we are giving anyone that pre-orders or is an early adopter of the product a 40% discount on the device through our website.
Great. I love your tagline, drive more, worry less, and that's something definitely we all can relate to. And you've got a video up there that you can check out at mechanicadvisor.com. You got some great graphics here, taking a look at the smartphone with the Mechanic Advisor app built into it. I like what you've done here. Why don't you kind of verbally walk us around the interface on the smartphone that one would see if they have the mobile app installed?
Yeah, sure. So we wanted to make it very simple, easy to understand. So we use a lot of colors as indicators. So if it's green, it's good. If it's red, it's not good. And that just helps the driver understand, is my car healthy or is there a critical issue that I need to address immediately? We do also have orange, which is, there's an issue, but you don't need to address it necessarily at the moment. We also break it up into data coming directly from the OBD port and then our scheduled maintenance data. So, again, we get OEM data from the manufacturers to tell you when you should have an oil change, when you should have your tire service, when your brakes should be checked, and we'll give you indicators to tell you, hey, you have 100 miles before your next oil change, or actually you're overdue on your oil change. You need to go get an oil change.
That's great. Real-time diagnostic check, get alerts and explanations for over 20,000 vehicle codes, ranging from everything from low tire pressure to severe engine issues. Also, you can find a mechanic with this app and also ask a mechanic with this app. And as Parker has been telling us, you can also manage your maintenance. In today's busy lifestyle, it's quite difficult sometimes to be managing so many things in one's life. And this certainly is going to help on the automotive side of the offense. Is the OBD connector compatible with any particular year of vehicle? Does it start with one particular year? And, of course, is it spread across the boards, trucks and SUVs and anything with an OBD two port or what kind of?
Yeah, so anything, any car manufactured since 1996 works, any gasoline car. So some electric cars, but most diesel cars don't work with our device currently, but we are working to expand the vehicles we have. But and any car since 1996 that's manufactured in the United States that uses gasoline will work.
Excellent. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Got a Corvette trivia question out there. We got two people hanging on the line, and we're going to get those folks' names, and then we'll go to that. But I noticed you've got something on here, and not being the computer savvy guy like yourself, Parker, what exactly is a widget? You've got something here. Get the Mechanic Advisor widget. What is a widget?
Yeah, so we actually have 500,000 mechanics in the website. We also have a lot of mechanics that are advertising through our website, and what they'll do is on their website they'll put a little badge that will say, hey, find us on Mechanic Advisor, similar to like a Yelp or an Angie's List. It's just a reference to show that this mechanic is on mechanicadvisor.com, so they can grab their little widget, which is just a piece of code that you can post into your website, and it will show the Mechanic Advisor logo.
That's great. We, of course, encourage any questions as well. If you have a question for Parker, now's the time, 855-660-4261. And if the first caller here gets the Corvette question right, I have another Corvette question up my sleeve, so everybody don't hang up. Let's go to Evan, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Evan, thank you very much for calling into the broadcast. How you doing?
I'm good.
Excellent. So what generation of the Corvette are we up to here in 2014, 2015?
I have no idea because I'm a Ford guy, but I'm going to say seventh generation.
You are 100% correct. Seventh generation it is. And being a Ford guy, what do you think of the news that they're going to be coming out with a Shelby GT350 Mustang, the most powerful normally aspirated Mustang to date, more than 500 horsepower, come about mid-2015. That sounds pretty cool.
I like it, and I like what Ford's done with the kind of the retro body style, the front end of their Mustang.
Yep, absolutely. Well, hang on and give Matt all your information, name, address, and also year, make, and model of your car, and we'll get you something cool out there. Let's go to Skip joining us in Massachusetts. Skip, whereabouts in Massachusetts are you dialing in from?
I'm dialing in from Newton, Massachusetts.
Well, how do you like that? Right next to Needham, where I grew up, I have aunts in Newton, Massachusetts.
So there you go.
Thank you very much for calling in. So you have a question for Parker, or you want another Corvette question?
I didn't know the Corvette one, so I have a quick question for Parker.
Sure.
Is the app available for Android phones and iOS?
It is, yep.
Okay, great. And also, I've got a 97 Saturn. I'm sorry, 2007 Saturn. It's not that old. And it's, the check engine light has been on forever, and I've been kind of ignoring it. What do you think it most likely is?
Hold that thought, Skip, and Parker, stay right where you are. We'll address it on the other side of this break. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply, subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your phone?
finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
When you get a chance, log on to theoldcarguys.com. That's a site that the gentleman joining us right now, Don Jones, is the CEO of. Lots of cool stuff there, and Don is giving us a little history lesson on the Edsel. The Edsel kind of became synonymous because of its failure as being a popular symbol for failure. But let's go back to sunnier times. September 4th, 1957 was officially E-Day, and they really rolled out the Edsel, and I was surprised to read this. I didn't realize that they had such a big publicity rollout of the Edsel.
They did it all that summer, the summer of 57. I remember this. I was about 9 years old and significantly impressed for a nine-year-old. I was kind of wondering why my father didn't share the same excitement that I did. But then again, being an adult, I kind of figured right now it took a lot to get dad excited. Usually me flunking, first grade or something. But anyway, the Edsel was introduced on what they call E-Day, September 4, 1957. They spent millions of dollars that summer promoting it, and no one knew what it looked like. It was shipped under wraps, under covers. It was in a showroom, either in a paper or under different drapes. So no one really knew what this thing looked like. So they introduced it on September 4th, and a week or so later, actually about a month later, on October 13th, they did the Edsel Show, which was a two-hour special, which I believe it actually bumped the Ed Sullivan Show, which was like the number one show on Sunday nights at that time.
Wow.
And it had millions of people dialing in to look at it and hear about it. They had Frank Sinatra, I think Bing Crosby, and some of the big names of the day to introduce it and to talk about it and to entertain folks on that particular show. And then it kind of like let the air out of the balloon. It just wasn't this remarkable, all-new concept car that they were claiming it was. And the media kind of picked up on it, and it kind of helped let the air out of the balloon that much quicker, but just the public really wasn't that enthused about it after that.
Interesting. The Edsel, however, giving a fair share to the Edsel, it did pack a number of innovative features. Tell our listeners across North America and around the world about some of these innovative features that were offered in the Edsel.
Right. In a lot of ways, it was a very, very cool car, particularly that first year. It had a rolling dome type of speedometer. Instead of like now where you have a needle that moves left or right or across the face of the speedometer, this one, the needle was pretty much in the one place, and the speed would rotate to the particular needle. They also used the warning lights, and warning lights back in those days were fairly new. And they used the warning lights if your oil level was low or your parking brake was on, for the overheat, the overheating of the engine. So those were fairly new, and usually in the more higher priced cars as a option in those days. And then they decided to take the shifting mechanism for the transmission, put it in the middle of the steering wheel. So that was an innovation, and that's about the only car I can think of where they ever attempted to do that. Ford claimed, or Edsel claimed, they have self-adjusting brakes, even though it was kind of exciting in the market, but Studebaker did kind of pioneer that about 10 years earlier than the Edsel, but that was a selling point for them. We've also had seat belts, which were an option on most cars at that time, and in a lot of times, a lot of cars, they kind of looked at seat belts as being not a safety device, but a racing device that you would put in the car. So a lot of insurance companies were actually kind of frowning on seat belts back in those days. And they had child-proof rear door locks, and they could be opened with a key. So it was kind of a cool car. They had a dashboard and some really cool-looking interiors. And the first 2 years, they even used their own separate engines instead of the 252, they had a 261 instead of 390, which I think was available that year in the Lincoln. Actually, the 390 was introduced to Ford a couple years later, but they used a 410 engine. That 410, I think, was available also in the more expensive Mercurys. So you had these extra horsepower engines. They referred to them as E400 and E475, which were really cool for us guys that used to like to go fast back in those days.
Sure. The first year, 63,130 Edsels were sold in the U.S. An additional 4,935 units were sold in Canada. They didn't hit that 100,000 unit mark, but still, nevertheless, this was significant. The second largest launch for any new car brand to date back in the 50s, exceeded only by Plymouth's introduction in 1928. So the first year, things weren't that sour. I mean, they didn't get off to the great grand start that they had hoped, but nevertheless, they did pretty good. But then, as year number two kicked in, folks stayed away from the dealerships, and things did not roll.
Yeah, a couple things that kind of killed them, starting with that first year, was there was a recession in 1958, and they also released this car about 4 to 6 weeks before the next year cars would have been released. So they were fighting against the specials that the Ford and Mercury folks were doing, folks being at dealerships, were doing to clear the lots off. So they were up against the discounted other Ford products. So that had to cut into the sales. And then it was kind of hard to figure out exactly what this thing was supposed to be. Was it supposed to be a high-priced Ford or a low-priced Mercury? So the cost between higher Fords and lower Hetzels weren't that much, and it was pretty much the same thing. And there were some Mercury selling for less priced than the upper-priced Hetzels. So there was that confusion as well.
Absolutely, and the numbers really dipped when, for the 59 model year, Edsel fielded only two series, the Ford-based Ranger and Corsair. The larger-based Edsels were discontinued. In the 59 model year, 44,000 Edsels were sold in the U.S., an additional 2,505 sold in Canada. And for 1960, boy, things really took a dive. Edsel's last year of production, only 2,846 vehicles were produced, and the cars shared engines and transmissions. So talk about from that grand start in 1957 to the end of the line in 1960, a very short span of time when you stop and think about it. This vehicle really went from one extreme to the other. One of the things that when you think about the Edsel, for those of us who have seen them in person, the grill treatment was always controversial. I know that there were a lot of jokes that the front end, some people said, looked like it was sucking a lemon. There were a lot of jokes about the styling of that front end treatment. Touch on that a little bit, Don.
Right. The first 2 years, it had an oval-shaped center-mounted grill. It kind of looked like cars out of the late 1930s. The one quote was, it looked like an Oldsmobile sucking a lemon. And it just was an odd look. By 60, they got rid of it. And it was kind of hard to tell the 1960 Edsel Ranger from a Mercury or an upper line Ford. It had more chrome on it, but at first glance, it looks pretty much the same. So on November 19, 1959, they announced that was the end of the line. And they only produced 2,846 cars that year. And obviously that's the year that brings the most for people that have got one in good shape.
And today, certainly, there aren't that many Edsels out there. I understand there are fewer than 10,000 Edsels survived all this time now in 2014. And they're considered some pretty valuable collector items. I can't believe that fewer than 10,000 Edsels survived.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that number myself. And right now, you know, the old car guys is basically the largest place to go to find salvage car parts. We're at 22,000 cars sitting in salvage yards that I know about. And I know that there's at least 50 Edsels in 15 different locations that I can think of. So I may have a hard time putting my hands on a 1960 convertible, but I can find an E-engine tomorrow.
Very good. Don, this is a fascinating story, and I think we will continue it on another edition of Auto World. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a happy and healthy 2015 to you and your family.
Talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
I'm on the road again.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief too that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your one-week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7.